in the bottom of the Vav Amud Aleph, talking about Tukfa Koyin, says the Gemara the following thing. We just finished talking about Boy Reb Zera. Reb Zera had a shayla of Tukfa Echad Bifaneinu. But what was Reb Zera's shayla? Wasn't it such a simple case? That's where things get a little complicated here. Which was Reb Zera's shayla? Anyone remember? Tukfa Echad Bifaneinu. But what happened? And then what happened? Shasak ulubesoif tzavach. The Gemara says, "Ida shasak, ida katzavach." Lo tzrichas shasak ulubesoif tzavach. That's the Gemara's shaila. We don't know. The Gemara says, "Boy, if the Gemara doesn't tell us, do we say from the fact that he was originally shasak that maybe he was?" Or do you say from the fact that he was tzavach at the end, the only reason he was shasak in the beginning is because the Gemara doesn't know. Says the Gemara, we're right now in the first wide line of the bottom of the Vav Amud Aleph. Im timtza loimar tukfa echad befaneinu moitzien oisai miyadai. If you would understand that in the case of tukfa echad befaneinu moitzien oisai miyadai, we take it away from him. Hikdisha eina mikudeshes. Hikdisha, Rashi says, beloi tukfa. So what happens? Let's get the case. Two people are walking to Bezdin. Who's holding the talis? Both of them. One of them says Hekdesh. He doesn't grab it from the other one. He says Hekdesh. The Gemara has a Shaila. What's the din? Says the Gemara, if you hold Tukfa Kayin, Maitzian Isai Miyadai. So even if he would grab it, even if he would grab it physically from the other person, what would Bezdin do? Or right, give it back to him. So then, Hegdisha is, Rashi says, Loi Olim Mi Tukfa. It's not going to be any better than Tukfa. What does the Gemara mean to say? So what would we, how would we treat his Hekdish?
We wouldn't.
Right, or no, we wouldn't, or we would treat it as?
It's not Hekdish.
Nothing as not Hekdish. However, if you hold Tukfa Koyin, Im Tim Tzolayim Re Tukfa Echad Bifaneinu, I'm sorry, Tukfa Echad Bifaneinu, Ein Maitzian Oysai Miyadai, if someone would grab it, we wouldn't take it out of his hands, because we'd see it as a haidah, hikdisha, but like tankfa mahu. What happens if he's makdish it without grabbing it? Do we say that being that when I say hektish, it's as if I grabbed it? So we should kind of like, we almost like if we're wearing lundish glasses, what are we seeing in front of us? A grabbing, lumdish glasses. I mean, if we're wearing lumdish glasses, we'll see a grabbing in front of us. So it's mamish like tukfech of befaneinu. And therefore, what would be the din of the hektish? It would be chal. Oy dilma, hashtami alay tukfa. Or do we say, yeah, the mice, he didn't grab it. V'ksiv ish ki aktish es beisai kodesh. My beisai b'rishusai, I've called b'rishusai. If a guy dana b'rishusai. You can't be makdish, something that's not in your rishusai. So when he screamed, he cried wolf. I don't know if you ever heard this, that saying, cried wolf. He screamed, it's hektish. No, it's not. Yes, it is. I'm making hektish. Oh, buddy, you can't make it hektish because it's not your rishus. You can't make it hektish. Those are the two tzadim of the Gemara. Okay? These are the two tzadim of the Gemara. Now, there's a few things here that are very interesting. First of all, when are we talking, let's remember, when are we talking about what's, how far along in the process are we? Two people walk into beds and they're both holding the talus. Where are we now? What happened so far? Or what didn't happen yet?
They
did not swear yet, right? Okay. So Shnayim Ochs and the talus. What is Bezdin going to say? Make a shvuen. So listen to this love, the Shaila from the Meiri. Here goes. Gemara has a shayla if the hektish works. No, it's not. You haven't given it out. Does the Gemara have a shayla if hektish works on half of the talis? Don't scream. Just savor this thought. Enjoy it. Let it linger on your palate for a few moments before you say anything intelligent. Says the Meiri, does the Gemara have a shayla if half of the talis is hektish? And the other half, for sure, is hektish? Or is the Gemara questioning if the entire talus maybe is not hektish? Is the Gemara's question about the half of the talus that the other person is holding? Or is the Gemara's question even about the part of the talus that he's holding? What is the Gemara's shayla? Hikdisha beloi takva mahu. Does the Gemara mean to say, well, for sure the half that he's holding, or that, I mean, half the Taz is going to get, because that's the din of the Taz. Yacholik is going to have. So for sure, half, he can be machtish, well, that's not a question. And the other shayla is on the other half of the Taz. Or do we say, no, the Gemara is actually even uncertain if any of the Talis, after all, he didn't make a shvua yet. He didn't swear yet. So at the moment, he can't be machdish anything. This is the Meiri's Chakira. The Meiri actually says it's a machlekes in the Rishayim. It's a machlekes in the Rishayim. What could possibly be the machlekes Rishayim? What could possibly be the machlekes Rishayim?
What you hold the
Shavua is? Elaborate, if you could, a little.
Do you hold that you don't have a stus in this house until you swear?
Right.
And therefore the Gemara has a shaila on that the whole thing's not hektish.
Right.
Or do you hold that you have a stus in the house, you just need to swear to get it, and for sure your half would be hektish?
So there's many different languages to use. That's Moshe Aaron's language. W, you're going to say a different language?
Depends how much each one's possible.
Which really, the two of them are the same shiloh. It's just different ways of saying it. Shiloh is, how do we look at shiloh to the Taz? Do we say, half is mine, half is yours. I got to make a shvua just to hold on to it, but I'm also looking at half, so this half is mine, half is yours. And I just need a shvua just to just to get him off my back. Where the shvua is allowing me to get it, because really we're both looks like an old thing. So whose is it? I don't know. My shvua will be my ticket to getting the talis. The shvua will allow me to get the talis. So as long as they didn't swear, so whose is it? We got no idea whose it is. We got no clue. So if we don't know whose talis is, you can be maktish it. We don't know any of the talis who it belongs to. Not this half, not that half. So the chayra, the meiris. Machlekes is going to depend on the Machlekes Rishayin that we mentioned. Is it a Chuk Mitam Vada? Is it a Chuk Mitam Sofek? Is it Shavuos HaNoitlin? Shavuos HaNeftarim? Is it Machzik the whole thing? Machzik the half? Those three things all go together. They all line up. So you can say anyone you want. Again, is it, how do you say it again? Is it Shavuos HaNoitlin? Shavuos HaNeftarim? Is it Machzik the whole thing? Machzik the half? Is it a Chuk Mitam Vada? Chuk Mitam Sofek? Those three things are all basically the same thing. Is it Chuk Mitam Vada? I'm Machzik in half. We're both machzik in the whole thing. Is it shvuas hanoitlin? Because I don't have the right to it. I'm taking with the shvuah. Shvuas haneftarim. I'm really getting half anyway. I just got to make a shvuah to get him off the back. Is it a chuk mitam vadai? Half is mine, half is yours. Chuk mitam safek. We don't know whose it is. So the shvuah will give you the right to it. Those are all the same shayla, and that's the chayra going to be the machlekes in the mirror. Yeah.
Would it make a difference if the guy that claims that says it's hekdesh says the whole thing is mine, and the other guy says it's half?
For sure, and then on half, for sure, he'll get to keep. That's like the din of the Mishnah. Zema kulish shli, zema chetziv shli.
Yeah, but if you say that if the only way you get the talis is if you swear, then
what do they? Well, the chetziv that you don't have to swear. If everyone agrees half is mine, I'm not going to swear on that. Then the hektish is for sure.
Wasn't there a mifarsh that said that when you swear, you get the whole entire thing, not you're still swearing on that half. You still have to say that 3/4 is mine.
You don't have to swear it. Even though it's mashma and rashi, that's the language of the shvuah, but not to get half, only to get the other quarter.
So you're saying
that half, I don't have to swear it again. Yeah.
What's the first thing that depends
on? Yeah.
What's the first thing that
depends on? We said, there's three things that we said?
Yeah.
Is chulk mitam vadai, chulk mitam safek. Am I mukhsik in the whole thing? Am I mukhsik in half? Is it shuvas hanoitlin? Shuvas haneftar? Those three things all basically end up being dependent on the same thing. I'll call upon him. Okay. What we were saying was maybe half for sure is hektish, whether or not the other half works or not. Everyone agrees that the shaila is can you be makdish the whole thing. That's the shayla. But one manor holds either a whole thing or nothing, or the whole thing or half. The other manor holds the whole thing or half. But there's no one that's saying that there's a tzad that hektish is only going to work in half. If we see this as hektish as work, the shayla is, do we assume that half will work and our only shayla is on the other half? Or do we assume nothing will work and then our shayla is on the whole thing? So if hektish is like tukva, then everyone agrees you're going to get the whole thing. Hektish is like tukva.
What is that?
The heat's on over here. That's the shayla. Is the whole thing hektish or is half been hektish? The Gemara is declaring. Do we say half of it's hektish, the half that he's holy, or can I be maktish even the half that he's holding? Because it's like I took it from him. If I took it from him, let me ask you a question. Shnei motz metalis. For sure, one of them is going to get a minimum of how much? Half. Shaila is if he's tukva, does he get more than that? So kedisha. Shaila is when he's kedisha, does he get more than that? It's basically, that's the way that the Iri is learning the Gemara's shaila. So, but now let me try to understand something. We have a tzad, I could be maktish the half that's in the other person's hands. Now, what happens if, let's say, someone steals a cow from me? Now the cow is stolen. Can I be maktish the cow while it's being stolen?
No. It's not your rishus.
It's not in my rishus. How can I be maktish this talus if someone else is holding on to the talus?
You have on the whole thing or on half?
Let's take the Gemara is tzad, it can be back to the other half. I can back to the other half.
According to Rashi, you're holding the whole thing.
So, I hear. So what Moshe Aaron is saying is the following. That over here is not like regular Gezel. Regular Gezel, who's holding it? Only the Gazlan. Over here, even though there's a Gazlan here, but I'm also holding it. So therefore, it's not called that I'm not holding the talus. So therefore, I could be maktish. I want to just add one nakuda to that. If when I'm being maktishit, the ganav is allowing me to be maktishit, so it's almost as if he's perhaps admitting that it's mine, then it's once again in my rishus. Because... What?
Is it meaning?
Well, it depends how we understand what's going on in the Gemara here. Right. If we're saying he's shasak. If the case is where he was shasak, then it's like he's admitting. So he just admitted that it's mine. So I'm holding it, and he admitted it's mine. It's in my rishus. I can be mad to shit. You're right. He only admitted after I said it, and I said it before, and what I said triggered that admitted. You have to say it's like a bevasachas type of thing. It all happens at once. I was mad. However, according to Tosfos, where I'm muchzak in half and he's muchzak in half, we got a problem. How could I be maktish something that I'm not holding? And it's in the hands of a ganav. So says the Ktzoy Sachoshin that the shita of the Baal Amor is the following thing. What would happen if the ganav would call up the Baal on the phone and say, listen, I stole your chicken yesterday. I got it here. I'm bringing it back today. And the Baal would be maktish it now. Where is it now sitting? In whose house? Gazan's house. Can I be maktish something in the Gazan's house if the Gazan already told me he's giving it back?
No.
Who said no?
Me.
You?
Yeah. Why?
Says David, no. And by the way, he happens to be mechaven to the Ramban. Ramban says no. But the Baal Amor argues on you. The Baal Amor says, once the ganav told you that he's returning it to you,
why are you believing? Maybe he's
still being
once. He's bring it back to you and then decides not to. He said he's going to install his possession.
So I'll tell you like this. The pshat, I think, in the Baal Amor is as follows. Let's say I give my chicken to David to watch for me. And David takes it back to his house in Queens. How do I know David's watching for me? Maybe he's not. Maybe you're not really watching for me. Maybe you're really going to run away with it tomorrow. Okay. So, if David is really watching it for me, then it's in my rishus. Can I be makdish something that David is holding for me in his house in Queens? Yes. Yes, I can. So, once David is holding it for me, so then I can be makdish. So, in the other case, David calls me up and he's crying bitterly. He's got tears in his head. He says, Rebbe, I feel terrible. I stole the chicken. And I really want to do tshuva. And I'm really sorry. I have so much remorse and regret. I'm going to bring it back. I'm going to fly back to Eretz Yisrael with the chicken. I'm going to bring it to you as soon as I can get on a plane. Rebbe, please forgive me. Do I trust him? I don't believe him. I don't believe him that he stole the chicken. But I'll say that somehow someone convinced him to steal a chicken. I trust him. Is that considered to be already in my rishus? Who's he watching it for now? For me. That's enough. That's considered to be in my rishus. And now I could be makdish the chicken. So too over here says the Ketzos HaChoshen. In our case, if the Bailam is makdish it and the person who's holding it is shasak, what does that basically mean? Then he's admitting that it's yours. Now he's holding it for you. So then it's good. According to who? Shita of Balamar. However, according to the Shita of the Ketzais, the Ketzais says, until David actually brings that chicken back to Eretz Yisrael, I cannot be, until I get my hands on the chicken, I can't be makdish it. So it says the Ketzais, according to the Ramban, we got a problem in our sugya. Got a problem in our sugya, because the Ganav is holding on to the talus still. He hasn't only let go of the talus. He's mostly in half of the talus. How could he be makdish?
Everything we say, Rashi said in one of the first Rashi that we learned from here, like we have until a fair son of Havira. So maybe the fact that he's picking it up, he could be makdish.
But he originally picked up for a gneva. Zemakulashili. They're fighting with each other. They're screaming. I'm yelling at you, Gazlin, you Shachin, you Mahotzev, you. Give another good note. Oh, you got the good ones. What? So how did that change? He was a Gazlin yesterday. So in order. Azai Frek the choice. What? Oh, so let's start. What is the machloikes between the Ramban and the Balamar? The Ramban says if someone steals something until he gets it back into my house, I can't be makdish it. Why not? It's not in my rishus. What makes something out of my rishus? Hold on, I'm gonna get to you. Hold that thought. What gets something out of my rishus? The Ramban obviously holds the kinyane gzeila make it out of my rishus. Now, if David calls me up on the phone, weeping bitterly with regret and remorse, is he still responsible for the object, even though he admitted to me on the phone? If the object, something happens to it before he gets it back to me, is he going to be responsible? Is he going to have to pay? Yes. In other words, his kinyane gzeila are there. Even if he admitted, he still has kinyane gzeila until when? So he gives it to me. Says the Ramban, until he gives it to you, it's not in your rishus, because someone else has kinyan exela over it. And the Balamor seems to argue. Balamor says, what takes something out of your rishus is that you have lost control. Now, if David has the object and he's holding it for me, if I would tell David, listen, it's my chicken. I want you to please make sure to take it for a walk every 2 days. No problem, Rabbi said. I'm really sorry with it. David, okay, I want you to make sure to feed it Cheerios, multigrain. Okay, no problem, I'll do that. David, listen, he'll do everything I tell him to do. He's full of remorse, regret, I trust him. Right? So is it in my control at the moment? It's not out of my control. No different than if I would have given it to David as a shomer. Now David's holding it as a ganav, but David now is telling me, I'll listen to you. Moving forward, I'll do whatever you tell me. Says the Balamor, then it's in my rishus. Machlekes is what makes something in a rishus? Kinyane gezela? Or the lack of control. The fact that I don't know where it is. I don't have shlita. I don't have control over it. Says Abachar Akiva Leibowitz, in our case, Shnayim Oichsim Betalis. Is there a kinyone gzela? Is there a kinyone gzela in our case? What do you say? Why not? Until you grab it out of his hands, you don't have kinyone gzela. He might be trying to steal it. It might be attempted burglary, but the burglary has not really happened yet. So he doesn't have kinyone gzela. So therefore it's not out of his rishus. Therefore, it could be makdish. Okay. Let's go further in the Gemara. But he said there's a very important nekuda in Shitas Rashi over here, which is going to define the entire sugya. What is the case of Takaf Echad Befanenu? What else happened after he was Takaf? It was Shasak L'Soif Tzavach. What about in the case of Ikdisha Beloy Takfa? What was his response? Tosfos says, Mayri Kigoyin Shasak Ulu B'Soif Tzavach. Rashi didn't say that. It's very interesting that Rashi makes no mention of that. Tosfos felt it necessary to tell us, when is the Shas Tchila and when's the Soif? How does this work out? What is this? When's the Shasak Ulu B'Soif Tzavach? When's the Soif? When's the... Rashi is silent. So, many Achrayim, Reb David, is in the Sefer David Mechdan, learns. Rashi learns that Gemara is not talking about Shasak Ulu B'Soif Tzavach. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi doesn't make any mention. Which is strange. What?
Rashi does say that.
Rashi had that vav amid beis when he's talking about amutzi mechaver ol of araya. Rashi there says shasak musay tzavach. We'll have to get to there later. But until vav amid beis halfway down the amid, Rashi doesn't mention. So that's strange. So let's try to figure out how does Rashi learning the sugya over here, and this is going to affect the entire sugya according to Rashi. Let's take a look. I gave out in the Ma'ariv Mekoyimus. Let's try to learn it together. And it's an entirely different look at the Gemara. Says Rav David, Nir Levar Kol Mahalach Asugya L'Shitas Rashi. Dihine B'Safek HaGemara Dikdisha V'Loi Takfa Loi Hizki Rashi Da'ir V'Shas B'Soif Tzavach. Rashi makes no mention of that. We're going to skip those parentheses. Sofek Gemara im schus hatkifa shel hatalis hi siva sheyochel lahaktish gam hecha sheadayin loy tokaf. Oy de apshu yochel litkoy batalis mi mokomokoy kibin shekol zman shel loy tokaf chaveroy muchzik batalis vukibayim lachodover in loy elas has schus tkifa. He learns as follows, saying something very deep. What is Bezdin going to Paskin? Do I have any schus in the second half of the talus? Well, if I grab it from him, will I be able to keep it? It depends. But is there a way that I can keep this talus? With what?
It's quiet.
So we're going to call this a schus tkifa. So do I have any rights in the other half of the talus? Yes. Limited rights. I have only some rights in it, but I have the option. I have the ability to grab the talus, and it could be that I'll be able to keep it.
It's not rights, though.
It might depend on how you understand what happens there. But let's hold off. We're going to explain how we do it, and then we'll try to figure it out. Says Rashi, when I see a person, shnayim ochzim b'talus, half of the talus I have strong rights on. The other half of the talus I have like very, very slim, very light, very like a fragile rights on the other half of the talus. I can, in theory, grab the talus from him, and if he's shasak, I'm so tzavach, I can keep the talus.
Yeah, but you could say the same thing, that if he's tzavach, you can't.
You're right. But do I have epis eschus? I don't have a full schus in the talis. I can't just grab it. Hold off on that thought. I can't just grab it, but I have epis eschus in the talis. So that schus, is that enough for me to be able to be makdish the talis? That is the Gemara Shaila. Gemara Shaila is not that he actually did it. He didn't grab it, and there's no shtika. It doesn't make a difference. The other person is shosak, not shosak. The Shaila is my handle that I have. I have some sort of in on the talis. Is that enough for me to be able to make a hekdesh?
The more I describe that, if you're a hekdesh and tzavach, then maybe it's
the more I describe if I'm hekdesh. Any tzavach, the hekdesh is still chal.
But if I was tukfa and I was tzavach, it wouldn't be. And the whole reason you could be hekdesh is because maybe I could be tukfa.
No, I'm saying because I have that much of a schus in the talis that I could be tukfa. Therefore, I can already be makdashit. I have enough in this talus to be makdashit. Is that enough of a bilus in the talus that now I can be makdashit? That's the way he's learning. Not because of the fact that the person was quiet and it's a raya that it's really mine. No rayas. We're not dealing with rayas that it's mine. Is that enough of a schus to have that I could, in theory, grab it? And if he allows me to grab it, then I can keep holding it?
What is that?
So, we have to understand exactly how it works. I think it's just a question of whether it's considered to be enough in your reshus. The shaloi would still depend on the suffix of whether it is or not. It's a very, very delicate thing because it really depends on how the lashon is. But it has to anyway. It's only going to make a hektish misafik. It's not going to make a hektish mivada. Shalos can even hektish misafik is going to make. So it's not on the bialos. It's really only on the reshus. Is that enough? That al tzad that it's mine. It's a little bit tricky. Yeah. I consider it like I have a chiz on it. I have a al kopanim ravoisai. We're going to try to use this language throughout the Gemara. You'll see that this is the way Rashi is going to learn. Let's take a look at the Gemara again. Says the Gemara, "Im tinsulam etok vechav b'fenenu mutzino isayim yada ekdishenu kudeshes." Because I have no schus in this. Im tinsulam etok vechav b'fenenu ein mutzino isayim yada ekdisha b'loy tok v'mahu. Kivan damar marim yosel Gemara yosel hanyu dami. It's command to tok v'dami. Odima hashtem yoloi tokfa. Uksiv ishki akdashes beisoi. Ma beisoi brishusoi. Afko brishusoi. Afuke hai dolor brishusoi. That's the Gemara Shaila. Says Rashi in Timtzoloimar. Bishay losein lifshoi to metinusoi miyado viachloi. Ukdisha boi tokfa. Enu ukdesh doloi olim ikdisha mi tokfa. It's not stronger than tokfa. We say hashtem aloi tokfa. Enu ukhol akdisha. Says the Gemara. Toshma. Let's take a look. Dahu, this is going to be a very, very long-winded raya. Ahu mesusa. There was a bath. The Gemara is not sure if this is a bath house or a bath tub. What's the difference between a bath house and a bath tub? One's metal, the other one's karka. The Gemara is not sure. Ahu mesusa. It's a bath. Davi mintu ale beitre. Two people were arguing over this bath. Hi, Omer Didiu. The hi, Omer Didiu. Each one says it's mine. Come, chad minayu ba'akdashe. One of them got up and he was makdashe. What did the other one do? Rashi doesn't say. Doesn't say the other one was shasak lebesoif tzavach or anything. Rashi doesn't say. It's a mesusa. Rashi says merchatz. That's it. So what did the chachamim do? Parshe minei Rab Chananya v'Rab Oishia v'kula Rabbanon. Everyone was poirish. Rashi says, they wouldn't take a bath there. They would walk through it maybe, but they wouldn't be nana from it, because they're choishish that maybe it's asar mishum safek. Amar le Rav Oishi le Rabba, ki azlis kameit Rav Chizda le Kafri, Rav Oishi told Rabba, when you're going, and you're going to be in front of Rav Chizda in the town of Kafri, boy minei, ask him a question. When he came to Surah, what was he doing in Surah? Why did he go to Rav Hamnuna? Rashi says, he didn't go to Surah and like ignore the instructions that he should have gone to to Rav Oishia. He should have gone to Rav Chisda, I mean. He didn't ignore the instructions of Rav Chisda. He stopped off on the way in Surah, and Rav Nun asked him, what's going on? He told him, oh, this is the hawk. So he gave him his 2 cents. Rav Nun said, I'm the Rav Nun, I'm asnisan he. Safik b'chay rois, echad b'chor adam, echad b'chor behema, bein tahir men temeh, moitzi mechavei olava raya. The din is a safek bechor. The din of a bechor is a bechor has to be brought as a carbon. Now there's 3 different types of bechor. Bechor adam, you're poideh. Bechor behema, tehoira, you bring as a carbon. And then there's a bechor peter chamor, which is a 3rd type of bechor, which also you're poideh onto a seh. And if not, you have to break its neck. It's a very interesting type of bechor. There's 3 different types of bechor. Bechor Adam, bechor Behema, bein Tahir and bein Tameim. What's the halacha? It's a safek bechor. Hamoitzi mechavei roi olav haraya. Says Rashi, safek bechoros, kigoin, Behema sheyolda, ve'ein yadua in bichra kvarim loy. Now what does ein yadua mean? What does ein yadua mean?
It's not known.
It is not known. It doesn't say eino yoidea. Ein yadua means that who doesn't know?
Everyone.
Nobody knows. Right? If it is a Bechor or not. So is the Yisrael making a claim here? Is the Kayan making a claim here? They're not saying anything like this is, it's not, I saw no one. They're just, everyone's oblivious. But there's a suffix of what the din is of this animal. Or echad b'chor adam, how do you have a type of thing adam? Kigoin she'epila imay lefanav safik dover apaiter b'b'chayra safik ruach epila b'b'ach b'b'chayra. We don't know the woman had an early term miscarriage, and we don't know if that has a status of actually being considered a birth. It's a birth. The next child born is not a b'chor. If it wasn't a birth, then the first child born is a b'chor. And that's what we don't know over here. So we're suffic. Bein Tahir and Bein Tameim says Rashi Kom Petach Hamor. The din is Amoitzi Mechaveiro Olav Araya. V'toni Alo Asur Begiza V'Avoida. And we say on that it's Asur Begiza V'Avoida. It's Asur for anyone to use it because it has a status of being like a carbon. A carbon is Asur for anyone to use it. So if the din is hamoitzi mechavei olav haraya, who's the one who's usually holding this animal? Where was the animal born?
Yisrael.
By Yisrael. So it's in the Yisrael's reshus. Why is the din asur megizah v'avoyda? Hamoitzi mechavei olav haraya. Who's getting to keep it? Yisrael's getting to keep it. Yisrael's getting to keep it. So why is asur megizah v'avoyda? Says the Gemara. V'ahacha d'takva koyin. Ain my tzian I say mi adai. Diktani I mighty mechavel varaya. The Gemara is saying it must be that the kohen has the schus to grab this bechor. Tuk v'kohen ain my tzian I say mi adai. We wouldn't take it away. So can the kohen get his hands on this bechor? Yes. By doing what?
Grabbing it.
Ki loy takfa, even though he didn't grab it, asur and megizah v'avoyda, it's still asur and megizah v'avoyda. So what do we see? My ability to grab something will allow the hektish to be chal even before I grab it. So too, in the case of the mesusa, in the case of ikdisha v'loy takfa, could he have grabbed it? He could have grabbed it. He didn't yet grab it. He was makdish it. The hektish shebichal, misafik. The hektish shebichal, and that's the Gemara's comparison between these 2 cases. Says the Gemara again, v'hashta. Oh, here we are again. Sorry, v'ha'hacha. The Amar takfa koyin ain might see an isai miyadai. That we're understanding if the koyin would grab it from the Yisrael, we wouldn't take it away from him. Diktoni Amoitzi Mechavei Olav Haraya, and that's the way I understand the words of Amoitzi Mechavei Olav Haraya. Even though he didn't grab it yet, but he could grab it. V'chiloi Tokvoi! It's Asur Begizah V'Avoida. But the reason is, you see that the schus to grab something is enough to create hektish. So too in our case.
What Tokvoi is there by reference?
What?
Practically, what Tokvoi is there by reference?
How could he be tapfa? He'll grab it.
Is it a bathhouse?
Everyone's not sure if it's a bath or a bathhouse. Even a bathhouse, you could grab it. It'll be become, yeah. Yeah. Become muchsikin. Even if it's karpa, you can grab it.
Really?
Yeah, you're muchsikin. What?
You're chazapa.
Yeah. We're doing chazapa. So the Gemara is trying to prove our shayla. Says the Gemara, Amar le Rabba, Kedushas Bechor ka'amrit. You're bringing a raya from Kedushas Bechor. We were, our shayla was if someone is makdish it. By Kedushas Bechor, who makes the Bechor kadosh? Hashem makes it kadosh. I would tell you, even if the Kohen would try to grab it, we take it away from him. That Kedusha comes on its own. So is that Kedusha, is it an outgrowth of his schus tekifa? No. It doesn't come from his schus tekifa. Even if the Kohen can't grab it, this Kedusha comes because who made it kadosh? Hashem made it. You have a shaylev. I can be makdish something when I don't have a schus. I have only like a light schus, a schus tkifa. That's if I makdish it. But by the bechor, he's not being makdish it. It's kedusha ba me'aleh. So you can't bring a raya from over there.
The whole shot, I was a Gemara's hobby, the whole shot is different. If someone tells you it's Bechor or Tekdish, someone does tell you, if someone will tell you to Shana Bechor, it's not Hekdish. The Shaila isn't whether it's Hekdish or not, the Shaila is whether it's Bechor. It happens to be if it's a Bechor or Tekdish and if it's not Hekdish. But here, even, I'm saying if someone tells you it's a Talish, right, if you know it's a Talish, but the question is, now you use Hekdish. That's basically Kedusha, you're basically saying Kedusha Abba Me'aleh. What's the Gemara's hobby mean? But basically, Moshe Aaron's so bothered, I don't even think this. You know, the Kedusha is something that happens automatically. It's nothing to do with what I'm... What was the Shaila B'chla? Says, we're going to end with this. Says Rav Shimon Shkup, a very, very tifa zach. I always say, what comes first? The chicken or the egg?
The egg.
I don't know which one's the chicken and the egg here, but we're going to clear his minds. Is the pshat that because this is Kadosh, therefore we're going to give it to who? The Kayin. War is the pshat because we want to give it to the Kayin. That's why it's Kadosh. We're makdish it so that it should be given to the Kayin. Or because it's Kadosh, who's going to deal with the Kadosh stuff? Well, you're Yisrael. You can't deal with Kedusha. Give it to the Kayin. Does the Kedusha come from the schus of the Kayin? Or is the schus of the Kayin is an outgrowth of the Kedusha? What is the shayrish? When we clear a shayla, we have to go to the shayrish, the root. If the root of the shayla is that if it's a, we want to give this to a kohen because, and therefore we made it kadosh. Insofar as the kohen has no rights to it, what will not like come to the surface? Any kedusha. First, we have to clear. Do we see this as the kohen at all? Zero. It's not the kohen. Tuck the kohen, moitzin the other. Kohen, you have no schus in this at all. This is going to stay in Israel. Period. And then the kedusha won't peek out either. The kedusha is an outgrowth of the schus of the kohen. Maybe that was the Gemara's havamina. It's impossible for there to be kedusha here if there's no schus of the kohen. Not that the kohen was makdish it. I'm sure the kohen wasn't makdish it. But the whole kedusha is only Viful, one of my favorite words, that there is a schus of the kohen here. There's no schus of the kohen, there's no kedusha. So we have to first dan, does the kohen have any schus? No schus, no kedusha. He has to have epis schus. What time is schus yet? He has chotch the schus to grab it. That's enough to bring in some kedusha. You see, the kedusha comes from the schus, that's enough. That was the Gemara's habit. The Gemara's maskana might have been, the Gemara said no. The Kedusha of a Bechor is the Kedusha of a Bechor. Even the Kohen has no schus. It has nothing to do with that. This animal is Kadosh. A Bechor is not because we want to give it to a Kohen. It's not the root of the Shaila. The root of it is this a Bechor or not? It has nothing to do with whether or not the Kohen has a schus or not. It's in a Bechor. So if it might be Bechor, it's something Kedusha.